Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty.
What's up everyone? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. Now before we start, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Hezekiah Grice from the Unwrapped Mind Podcast. He had his 50th birthday. It was last week, I think, and he did a podcast about his 50th birthday, and he still gave us a shout out during his birthday podcast. So shout out to him. The Unwrapped Mind Podcast is all on every streaming device. I'm not sure if it's on YouTube or not, but all the other ones is on there. So shout out to him. We got a viral video of the week. This is from the Live and Uncut, Tonight Conversation Live and Uncut podcast. They're doing a show in Philadelphia too. We have a video of this 33-year-old woman with 7 kids, and she out here looking for a man. She wanted champagne and campaign. Here's the clip.
I'm of 7, and I'm 33.
Okay.
With being a mom of 7, do you think that a woman of multiple children is still capable of finding someone?
First, let me ask you before I make the statement. Do the kids have the same father?
Yes, they do.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay. So this is a little, hold on. We're talking about 7 children, okay? This is no offense to you, because it's absolutely possible for you to find a quality man. What makes it...
It's no offense to you. She asked a question, and you want to answer the question. So why would you say it's no offense to you? That's them keeping the club, the sisterhood club, going on.
A tad bit difficult is that you have to find a man who has the financial footing to take care of you and 7 children. And then you also...
What man is going to take care of her and her 7 kids? She better get back with that man, the kid's father, if she wants somebody. That doesn't make any sense.
She can find somebody with 7 kids. That way they match up perfect. But then it's going to be broke.
Right. Where are all these kids going to sleep?
You can find a way.
To find a man who is going to be willing to come in and create structure in that household. 7 children on 1 person is a lot to create structure in. So there's a lot that this man is gonna have to come in and do. On top of that, creating a secure space for you, when you have to be a mother and you have to take care of the majority of the things that happen in a house. Are you going to have the ability to be able to love this man in a way that he needs to be loved, in a way that registers as love to him when you have to love 7 other individuals? You're going to need a man who can love those children as his own.
Yep.
That is a huge responsibility to put on a person who does not have those children. Those are not his kids.
Right. But she's a liar.
About what?
About 7 kids. Young as she is, and she got 7 kids all by the same man. You're right.
For you, no disrespect. I'll try to work it out with the father.
No, hear me out.
Didn't I say send it out?
Well, first of all, she did a whole conversation where she should have said that she needs to just stay with her the father or the husband or let's just say the kid's father. She should stay. That's what she should have just said from the jump. Like, well, look, ain't no man gonna do all that stuff. You need to go and stay with the kid's father. And then she talking about something, she looking for a man. If she don't want to stay with the kid's father, my advice to her is be the best PTA parent you can be. Be the one that's going to all the PTA meetings, being all of the teacher, parent teacher conferences. Be the one, one of your kids play sports, be the one that's always at the game. Be that parent that's like washing the kids' clothes and all that stuff.
She's damn near pregnant every year of her adult life.
Right. There's no man going to take care of you with no damn 7 kids. 7? Please. And then, first of all, I wonder if this is fake. Because what person will go up there and say something like that?
Oh, they used to call Kevin Samuels all the time and say shit like that. So, look.
Yeah. That's the Tonight Conversation Live and Uncut. They doing a show here. Like that, I guess people gonna walk up and ask them questions. So shout out to them. Uh-oh, we going back to Dalton, Illinois, with my girl, Tiffany Hainer. Dalton Mayor Tiffany Hainer is facing another investigation by the State Department of Human Rights, has launched a probe into a pair of complaints filed against the Dalton's mayor's office, in which a former assistant claimed that she was sexually assaulted by a trustee while on a taxpayer fund trip to Las Vegas. So this is that trip to Las Vegas they had, and one of the workers was sexually harassed by one of the trustees. So here's the first video.
Right to those disturbing allegations against the mayor of Dalton and an unnamed village trustee. We've learned the Illinois Department of Human Rights is investigating complaints of sexual harassment and retaliation. NBC 5's Regina Waldrop has been poring over the documents in the case, and you're here now with what they reveal. Regina?
Stephen, Marion, a few days ago, NBC 5 obtained complaints filed with the Department of Human Rights through a Freedom of Information request. Now, they're filed against Mayor Tiffany Hainer and the village of Dalton and Thornton Township. A former female employee who was Hainer's assistant alleges retaliation, sexual harassment, and discrimination after she raised concerns about an apparent non-consensual sexual encounter between her and an unnamed village trustee. The Dalton police officer says in a separate complaint filed with the Department of Human Rights that he also faced retaliatory actions for coming forward with what he witnessed.
The incident allegedly occurred during an economic development trip to Las Vegas last May. On that trip, Dalton Mayor Tiffany Hainer and a handful of village representatives, including her former assistant who filed this complaint with the Illinois Department of Human Rights, and two village trustees. We're not naming the woman because NBC5 does not name people who possibly were a victim of an unwanted sexual encounter. According to her complaint, the woman says she went to dinner with an unnamed Dalton trustee. The complaint then recounts the following events. After dinner, she says she started to feel disoriented, extremely lightheaded, as if the ground was moving. She says she blacked out. According to the complaint, the next morning, she woke up in the trustee's hotel room with no memory of how she got there, experiencing physical discomfort. She says after returning to Dalton, Officer Byron Miles, who was part of Hainer's security detail and went on the trip to Vegas, told her a trustee on the trip told him that the trustee had unprotected sex with her. Officer Miles has also filed a complaint with the Human Rights Department. The woman states in her complaint that after she was told this, she went immediately to seek medical care. Both complaints then provide details of a meeting which took place the following day with the former assistant, Officer Miles, and Mayor Hainer. At this meeting, the woman informed Hainer that she would never willingly have sex with the trustee. Officer Miles informed Hainer and the woman that the trustee called him that night in Vegas. The trustee, he says, then bragged about the sexual activities he engaged in with the woman, Miles' complaint says, suggesting that she may have not had the ability to consent or did not provide consent. According to the complaint, Officer Miles recorded some of this conversation.
So the trustee told the cop, I guess he's talking to him like they boys or something. So he told him in sexually.
Now this is boy.
So he told him in sexually, but he's a cop though. So you already you can't be telling him everything. That at the end of the day, he's a police officer.
Yeah, but they close like that, so he ain't think nothing of it.
Oh, okay. But he tells her, so he pretty much told him that he raped her. Because he must have
had sex with her. He didn't say he took advantage of her.
But he said she was unwilling and she didn't consent. So that means that she
didn't
the
say
girl
that.
Was
the
right.
Security guard said, I mean, the cop said that. The boy didn't say that.
That's what it said. Hold on, let me go back.
On his iPhone. As Officer Miles informed Hainer and the woman that the trustee called him that night in Vegas, the trustee, he says, then bragged about the sexual activities he engaged in with the woman, Miles' complaint says, suggesting that she may have not had the ability to...
See, he's suggesting. That means he threw his own input in there.
The trustee put his own input in there.
The cop. After the cop told him what he said, he called telling him he had sex with the girl. And there was some suggestion employee may have not had the ability. So that suggestion part is where he didn't say the first part. He said he told him he had sex with the girl. The second part is some suggestion. That's the key word. So now they're saying like it made it seem like he took advantage of the girl. That's what the guy is saying.
OK, so the trustee must have said like, yeah, man, she was drunk and just like laid out. He must have said something like that then. If the suggestion is that she didn't have the ability to consent.
Right. So the first part, they can use that in the court. That second part, they're not going to be able to use that in court because it's some suggestion. So that's the way he interpreted it. You know what I mean? So that's not fact.
Yeah, watch how you talking, who you talking to. This, that's your boy, well, but he's a cop.
I agree, that's your boy, and certain shit you shouldn't be saying. So, like, he telling them all this, you don't tell nobody that unless you're cool like that. And my man said, the hell with that, I ain't going down with this. He's spilling all the beans.
Right, because if that girl make a complaint and saying that, yeah, she told such and such and this in person, they all going down. And he like, look, you're not going to mess up my damn job and fuck up my pension.
Consent or did not provide consent. According to the complaint, Officer Miles recorded some of this conversation on his iPhone. According to the complaints, the mayor said that if this information became public, she would be ruined, that all the work she'd done would be lost. The ex-employee says the mayor told her she would take care of it and to trust her. Days later, according to her complaint, the woman was put on unpaid medical leave, though she says she did not request to be put on leave. She was later terminated. In his complaint, Officer Miles alleges that he was demoted to patrol duty, among other retaliation, for coming forward as a witness. They're asking for back pay, front pay, punitive damages, and attorney's fees. In a statement to NBC5, the village says it conducted a thorough investigation into these allegations, led by an independent third-party company. The statement goes on to say former police officer Miles was interviewed and denied knowing anything about these allegations, and the alleged victim refused to cooperate. The statement continues, this is nothing more than two disgruntled village employees trying to make off with taxpayers' hard-earned dollars. The village looks forward to defending these allegations and pursuing all other available remedies to the village.
So the attorney who represents both the woman and Officer Miles says Officer Miles is, in fact, still employed with the Dalton Police Department. He also told us a criminal complaint on behalf of Mayor Henyard's ex-assistant is imminent.
So if they did their investigation, they're trying to say that both of them lied. Now, where's this? If it's in the complaint, that if it's in those court paperworks that there's a audio recording of the trustee saying things like this, then obviously he's not lying, because you can't put stuff like that in a court paperwork.
Right, but I think it's not enough on a tape to charge the other bull as far as rape, you know what I mean?
Right.
So why the other cop is saying, well, he made suggestions to seem like he took advantage of her. They like I was just saying, telling you earlier, that's not going to fly in court when you interpret it in your own the way you took it.
Right, but what about the other information that was in that court paperwork?
That she told and people got fired and laid off and all that?
Exactly. Exactly. But then they did an investigation and saying she lied, but it's that all that stuff is in court paperwork.
Yeah.
So which one's telling the truth?
Who knows? I got a hard time believing a female to go to Vegas with a guy, out drinking all night with a guy, wake up in his hotel room talking about he raped me. I just got a feeling like, damn, where's like personal accountability?
Well, hey, look, what I always say about dealing with people that you work around, same shit. Same shit right there.
Coming up at 10, we talked to three village trustees about the Department of Human Rights investigation and what happens next.
Now, here's the video of the three trustees that she was talking about. These ladies are becoming famous also. Here's the report.
You read the document.
Yes.
And those, that is an official complaint from the Illinois Department of Human Rights. They have launched an investigation into the mayor of Dalton, Thorne Township, and this unnamed trustee. You read the document, you started crying. Why?
That could have been any one of us.
Oh, by the way.
No, they kill me when they say that.
They you know, they got to keep the sisterhood intact. Daniels pretty much said who I hate to laugh, who the trustee was, because they don't mention the trustee's name in the paperwork. And
Anton got episode on this.
Yeah, he boiled it down to who he broke it down like, okay, it can't be him because he wasn't there. She's a female, so he boiled it down to the person. And he called the guy. He called the guy, and the guy wasn't answering the phone, and the voicemail was like full. So it made me think that that's the dude and shit, and he turned all this shit off.
That could have been either trustee. That could be anybody. That's somebody's daughter, and you have violated this young lady. That's like a punch in the gut. To do something as you have done, or allegedly have done, and to not speak about it, to cover it up. How could you live with yourself? How?
Easy in her comfortable big house, her nice bed. She probably got a California king-size bed. She sleeps well.
Well, the whole thing, first of all, it got to be investigated. You can't just take somebody's side and believe exactly what they said to the T. The shit got to, you know, be investigated. They're going to have cameras. And she walking up in the thing, hugging and kissing and hugging, you know, on a dude when they went to the hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, is she fucking passed out drunk? He carrying her to the hotel? Like, it's cameras. It's going to be a serious investigation. And then you find out the facts. But you can't just, like, condemn somebody just because somebody said something. You still got to find out if it's true or not.
I couldn't live with myself even knowing that something like that happened. And I didn't say anything about it. Here's a person. I'm just...
Let me ask you this. Could this young lady said she went to the mayor to try and, you know, explain what happened. The mayor said, I'll take care of this. Don't worry. And then she gets put on FMLA and loses her job. Could something have been done differently by the mayor who she looked up to, this young lady?
Absolutely. She herself should have launched an investigation. An investigation. This happened on your watch. You should have taken action immediately. Absolutely. Absolutely. You have a daughter. Do you not feel anything? Absolutely. To do that, you have a daughter. You have an obligation to this village. You are the leader. You are the leader to let something like that go by and not get involved. You are just as much, oh my God.
What do you think about the allegations you just read in those complaints with the Illinois Department of Human Rights?
I'm appalled. I'm literally sitting here shaking because I cannot believe that something like this has taken place. It's disheartening right now, and it's disheartening on so many levels. Regardless of what we're going through and in politics, this is somebody's livelihood. This is someone that, oh my God, I'm just appalled. This is a woman. This is a woman that I don't know, you know, what has happened, but just even these allegations and for someone to have the leader that's in our community that always speaks on black women to cover up something like this is outrageous.
There's no club or no gang y'all involved in, ma'am. They cracks me up with this shit. Like, they all supposed to be all part of a crew. She don't, they, obviously, she ain't thinking about none of y'all, but all this shit she up to. Like, they also, we's got to stick together. We are black women and we've got to stick together. Please. That woman ain't thinking about y'all.
I'm furious. I can't believe this. I'm furious. This makes no sense. I'm hurt and I'm furious. That means that these people have known about this for some time. It's almost a year later. And to find out something like this, this makes no sense.
I don't believe that one of those trustees that, you know, that wasn't there, that wasn't in Las Vegas or anything like that, they knew about this because people talk. I can't see this is being kept a secret for a year. That don't sound right.
Probably not the women, but the men definitely. Like other men that wasn't there, that's part of their squad, they probably knew because, you know, they probably talked like that.
Right.
He probably was messing with that girl before they even went to Vegas on the street.
And then none of the ladies, okay, you said the dudes know. None of the ladies said, well, damn, where's Deborah? She was here yesterday and not here no more. I just threw out a random name.
Yeah, I know.
No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the people out there. Where's she at? She was here yesterday. She ain't here now. Now, what the hell is she fired for? Nobody ever said, none of them women ever said that.
Everybody should be prosecuted to the full extent. Everyone involved.
She's going to be the next Mayor Dalton.
Even if you knew about it and you covered it up, you as well should be take part of this blame here. You should take fault. You should, hey, something should happen to you as well. If you know something, say something. This trustee always speaks. If you know something, say something. Well, you've done something and you said nothing.
I think I'm saddened by it, and I think that it's a lot to digest at the moment, being a woman. in this town where, you know, we've been fighting in terms of just for transparency in general. The biggest fear is always how far is this going to go before someone gets hurt? And now I feel like this is what it's come to. And
when you say how far is this going to go before someone gets hurt, what does that mean?
Yes, before you say something, I know her hairline starts at damn at the top of her hair, her head. I know you seen it. You seen it, but you ain't want to say anything.
Village weave. We actually.
That's too much weaves. Too much weaves and weaves.
A few weeks ago, back to the story.
We set a resolution, put a resolution in place so that we can ask that the FBI come in and investigate our leadership and our administration, because we know some things aren't right. We just didn't know to what extent. And now this just goes back to the lack of transparency, because there's no way that this should have taken place. And as a board, we not know about it.
A lot of things that happen out here, only a certain few, select few, know what really goes on out here. So everybody is not privy to that information.
Did you know anything about this incident?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
She said, don't put me into that. I don't know anything about it. Like I say, they had to know something.
Right.
Yeah, they had to know something.
Who's he reading that?
News. Like, girl, you heard what happened in Vegas?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Shaking up, satin, just appalled.
Did anybody, by a show of hands, how many of you knew about these allegations?
Nobody. No. I'm not.
They never tell us much anyway, so we're used to it.
There was no scuttlebutt?
Nothing.
What happens next? Will this be brought up part of the agenda? Are we going to discuss this? What happens next? What's the next move as you all, as trustees?
My thing is that everybody involved, if you hold a position, you should resign immediately.
Including y'all.
You talking about the cop. The cop then told. So I don't know what she's talking about.
She said everybody need to get fired. That's why I said including y'all. When they clean house, clean everybody up out of there.
Well, you said that before, and that's true.
Shit, I might as well move to Dalton and become the mayor. Anybody can be the mayor down there.
Yeah, that's true.
There's already enough shame being brought to this village. How much more? How much more? You should resign your seat.
Are you talking about the trustee who's the
unnamed trustee, mayor? Even if you're for the township, because we are part of the township, you should resign as well.
Look, she wants everybody to resign so she can take the top dog spot.
Yeah.
No, because the thing is, if you want everybody to resign, that means you too. You and your homegirls too. Everybody.
Yep.
Agree to that?
Absolutely. This is ridiculous. I would say that Mayor Tiffany Hinyard, Supervisor Tiffany Hinyard, should definitely resign immediately. For you to cover up something like this, allegations of someone doing this to someone, is horrible. And you cannot leave the village of Dalton under these circumstances. That's why when we had the special meeting about FBI investigations and outside sources, it had nothing to do with this, because we didn't even know about this. This just adds to the plate. Somebody has to come in and do something. This is terrible for us. And I feel sorry for the young lady. Yes. I'm a woman. I have a daughter. And she has a daughter, and she gets on TV and says, the black woman, how could you do this to another black woman?
Easy. She getting paid.
This is terrible.
There's no clan or no crew, young ladies out there. There ain't no clan or no crew. Y'all don't look out for one another. I don't know who in the world sold y'all that bullshit. It ain't true.
I mean, who goes to Vegas, what they call Sin City. Who goes to Vegas partying and drinking all night with some dude, then end up at the hotel? Like, it sounds like you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they supposed to be there for, I forget what the seminar was about. She talked about it on what's the Boule Bird's name? Roland. Because every time I look at Roland, I always think about what Tyreek said about him.
Roland Martin?
Yeah, the Boule Bird. And she said what they was there for. I forget what it was, but if you there to, if this is like a professional trip, this is not a vacation. Like exactly. You were saying,
professional.
Right. You don't do that shit. Okay, you have to go out and eat and all that stuff, but all that drinking and everything, you kind of sort of on the clock.
Yeah.
Get my food, eat, walk around, enjoy the sights and sounds or whatever, and take my ass back in the house.
At a reasonable hotel. Hour, back at the hotel room. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right. This is not a vacation. And they treated it like it was a vacation.
Yeah.
I wonder why we fight so hard. And it's like we're not fighting to be defiant, yeah. But we're fighting for what's right.
Oh, I know.
This is the last straw right here. This is too much.
Yes.
This is
something definitely, as you said, has to be done. Something. It has to be done.
It has to be done. Fire all three of y'all.
You are as much of the blame as everyone else is. When you keep something, how can you live with yourself knowing that this happened on your watch?
Like I said, she makes $250,000 a year. She got a nice house, a California king size bed. She ain't even thinking about this.
Do you have a heart? You always speaking, you know, God has me.
Well, that's another thing they always do. They always bring up black women. If they single, they'll talk about how they a single parent. They'll talk about how they a single mom or whatever. And they always got to mention God, Jesus or whatever involved in it. She's not thinking about that stuff, ma'am. If she was, she wouldn't have. Let's not even talk about this assault. What about the other stuff that's going on? If she was so big on religion and all that stuff, she wouldn't even be doing that.
Well, who has us?
That's why she didn't want to say that she went to Vegas on TV.
I'm sure now.
Oh, they funny.
They taking shots now.
Yep.
When you put all the pieces together, I'm sure.
Sense. Why wouldn't you say you went?
And what should she have done? I mean, immediately what?
Obviously, you're going to notice she went to Vegas. And not all you got to do is look at the airplane. They're going to say, I knew that's why she didn't say she went to Vegas.
I mean, what would you wanted her to do?
Investigation. I mean, even as report if this it. And reported it.
Right. Take her by the arm. Yes. Say, you're gonna let's do it. Let's go.
Yes. Supervisor, your own resources.
Okay. Do we know if she reported it or not? We don't know that, right?
Who investigated it? Was it the FBI? Who investigated it?
No,
they kept saying that they wanted Tiffany to investigate it herself, and she didn't. So somebody investigated. Who investigated it? And that's when it came out and said it was the lies and all that shit. Where'd that come from?
Well, the FBI, was the FBI investigation this or the other stuff?
I thought they was talking about when it came out and they said that somebody was lying and then didn't want to cooperate.
Right.
That's an investigation. So who was that was investigating? Because they just turned around and said that Tiffany should investigate it, and she didn't. So then who investigated it?
Exactly. Then the police, the one that said that they was all lying or whatever?
Right, that's what I mean. Who investigated that to say that?
Right, somebody had to start the ball, get the ball jumping. Right. Maybe she did it, but didn't say anything. Didn't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody had to get that ball jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. It was so many things she could have done.
Yes.
So many things she could have done.
You know, that's one of the cars back there, that BMW.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, Mercedes.
I see.
They all eat like fat cats.
Village, township. Everybody's not disgruntled. The only common denominator in this picture is her.
No,
you know, I typically joke when I say this, but now it's not even funny. I tell the trustees all the time, I say, no one is coming to save us. And now, you know, it's more true today because no one is coming to say
yes.
Is this a poor community?
It's middle class. It's not poor. No. Well, she's not gonna last this year. She ain't gonna last.
She made it through some other shit. So hey, you never know.
Yeah. Well, we going to Las Vegas. Speaking of Vegas,
Sin City,
right? Speaking of
goes Vegas, on to Vegas, stays in Vegas.
We go to Las Vegas, Nevada, where Cynthia Henderson must pay $450,000 in damages after a jury decided a former sergeant was negligent and violated a man's civil rights when he used excessive force against him in 2008. Take a listen to this one. Here's the report.
Good evening. A man is assaulted by Henderson police after he tried to help them, and now the city has to pay nearly $500,000. Thanks for joining us. I'm Denise Valdez.
And I'm Brian Loftus. A News Now investigator Vanessa Murphy obtained video from that incident, sat down with the victim and his lawyer. Now, we do want to warn you, it is graphic.
For Jim Herndon, it's been...
Like I always say, if it's graphic, why are you playing it?
In 6 long years since he became the victim of excessive force by Henderson police.
The bad situation got out of hand and things just spiraled.
He was an assistant store manager at Sports...
I hate to laugh, but watch this.
...Men's Warehouse. Officers arrive after a call about an armed shoplifter. Here, officers approach the suspect and he runs.
We had a firearm.
Herndon.
I didn't know what he would do.
A former law enforcement officer for more than 2 decades.
Just instincts from lots of years of training.
Intervenes.
I recall jumping on him.
But he never expected what would follow.
Some stars.
This is Sergeant Michael Gillis ramming Herndon in the head with an M4 and...
Damn.
The cop do that.
Bush stroke him and he's trying to help y'all.
Right. And second of all, the guy's a shoplifter. Do you pull your gun out like that?
They sure do.
Or was that could have been a taser? I don't know.
He butt stroked him though with a gun.
No, not that one. I'm talking about when the two cops walked up when they had their gun out. It could have been a taser. So I don't know.
Using a stun gun.
Somebody had their hands wrapped around my throat and was lifting me up. Which, so I peeled fingers off.
He walked up and popped the shit out. This is a white guy, too, by the way.
And that's why he getting paid.
Oh, pause. You're going to see. You're going to see nailed that. This is a middle-aged white man, by the way. This is not a racial thing. And the cop was white, too. He just walked up and took a butter's gun and popped them right in the back of the head.
My throat. Got hit a few more times in the face.
He says he suffered multiple injuries, including a concussion, and he has permanent nerve damage and some memory loss. But there's
sure
one moment he can recall after the incident.
They kind of chuckled and said, hey, we must have mistaken you for the bad guy. And it was really at that moment that I was kind of like, I felt like, well, they're all standing out here getting their story straight.
He later reached out to the city of Henderson
to even do the complaint and do the follow-up with that. I mean, they don't make it easy at all.
In 2021, attorney Marjorie Hough filed a lawsuit against the city, Sergeant Gillis, and 5 other officers.
It was very clear to me that, number one, the police had no plan, that they escalated the situation to a point that it did not need to escalate.
It was safer to have more people.
This is Sergeant Gillis on the stand.
And you would not change a thing.
No.
He testifies the
incident. Listen to this one, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this man.
Incident tarnished his reputation, a claim Hough is ready for.
But you had previously had excessive force complaints for punching a woman in the face?
There was questions on it, allegations, yeah.
You had allegations against you for sexually harassing women at the Starbucks where you would do your paperwork?
I don't think it was that wordage, but yeah.
Also for inappropriately selling weapons?
Yep.
God damn.
Avoiding traffic tickets for friends and family?
Yep.
Yes, I did that.
5 to 10 inquiries about using excessive force by Internal Affairs?
Sounds probably right.
You've been placed on leave with pay 4 times?
Yes, ma'am.
Four times he had a paid vacation.
Yeah,
that's pretty much.
I don't even know why they do that. When they get in trouble, they shouldn't be getting paid.
Right. He done sold guns, sexually harassed, punched a woman in the face, and he still got his
family
job.
And friends tickets.
Yep.
What types of incidents cause an officer to be placed on leave with pay?
shooting incidents where somebody dies or there's substantial bodily harm to that person.
And then the verdict, the city of Henderson must pay $450,000.
What stands out to you about the Henderson Police Department after handling this case?
They clearly have a culture that allowed this to happen.
Definitely.
They had no intention of properly investigating either the incident or the internal affairs investigation. The whole thing was just a big rubber stamp. We're just going to say they did the right thing.
It was never about money.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it wasn't about money, then why are you suing them?
Why you ain't suing for assault charges to get them locked up?
Right.
About accountability. My only hope is that it's enough that it will make Henderson change their ways, and I worry about that.
He says the video shows the moment his life changed forever. Still difficult to watch. But he says he hopes his story may inspire others to seek accountability. Vanessa Murphy, 8 News Now.
Attorney Marjorie Hoff says this is the first civil rights trial in state history under a new rule that came down from the Nevada Supreme Court.
So you nailed it. This was the first civil rights. It's the first time somebody actually get a chance to sue the police department. And you see how my man was like the guy from The Shield. He doing all types of shit and still got his job.
Mm-hmm. Future reference, when you see the cops doing their job, let them do their job and stay out of that shit.
Yeah, he wanted to be the hero and try to, because they had him down. He wanted to go and try to be a little extra.
No, they didn't have him.
Civil rights cases had to be handled only in federal court. Gillis appears to have retired from the Henderson Police Department. Vanessa reached out to the...
So he get to retire instead of firing. He get to retire from the police department and keep his pension and all that stuff. Ain't life great.
City did not receive a response in time for this report.
Ain't life great. Henderson... All right, now we go to San Francisco, California with this street entrepreneur, San Francisco woman Aziza Graves, who at one point was accused of 128 counts of theft for stealing $40,000 worth of merchandise. Here's the report.
Court should be a court, I think.
Meaning
you're protecting the public. And right now the public is not being protected.
Tomorrow morning in a San Francisco courtroom, the case drags on for a woman accused of being a very prolific shoplifter. That type of crime has had a dramatic impact on our quality of life, and we wanted to explore why the criminal justice system seems to grind so slowly on this. I-Team reporter Dan Noyes has been on the case for months, actually, and he's here with what he's found out, Dan.
Well, Dan, Aziza Graves made headlines 2.5 years ago, accused of hitting the same Target store 120 times and stealing more than $40,000 worth of merchandise. We never saw her face or heard her side of the story until now.
Researching one story sometimes leads to another. I interviewed San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins last October about the challenge of prosecuting car break-ins, especially by repeat offenders.
Are there certain judges who are more difficult?
Who the hell leave a bag in a car like that for somebody to see it and use it? I hate to say it, but it's almost like you just asked them for you to get your car broken into. Mm-hmm. Leaving your bag out there like that.
In terms of getting a conviction in cases like this?
What I will say is there are judges who...
For her to be a district attorney, she's very young. Of a major city.
Will offer their own plea bargain to defendants of ours. They have the ability to do that.
Jenkins told me judges sometimes undercut prosecutors and give defendants a better deal.
And we're having that happen in a case right now involving a repeat offender of theft.
This goes on to what you always say about how they get these people either no sentence or a lighter sentence, just they can go back in the neighborhood and fuck things up.
Mm-hmm.
Theft.
Which case is that? Can you tell me what case that is?
Yes, I can tell you that is the Aziza Graves case.
With that, I dove into the shoplifting case against 42-year-old Aziza Graves.
And this woman is 42.
Damn, 42?
She looks like that's that crystal meth or whatever type of other drug she on.
Graves.
She looked like she like 52.
Pulled her case file 62. And met her in court.
Yep.
Can I talk to you about your case at some point?
At some point, I'd be willing to talk
would
to
you
for sure.
Okay, great.
Her records show how the case developed. May 2021, security staff from the Stonestown Target met with District Attorney Chesa Boudin's office, complaining the Grays repeatedly stole from the store. Months passed with no arrest. Then Boudin faced accusations of being soft on crime. November 9th of 2021, the Department of Elections confirmed that his opponents, including current DA Brooke Jenkins, had gathered enough signatures to force a recall election. The next week, Boudin sent this tweet, breaking news, SFDA office operation results in arrest of prolific retail thief, more than 100 separate thefts. Thank you to SFPD for assisting. More information coming soon. Aziza Graves was arrested, released on her own recognizance, and a month later,
she has now been arrested again after being released last week. This time, Aziza Graves was taken into custody at the Westfield San Francisco Center Mall on Saturday.
The criminal complaint lists thefts from Abercrombie & Fitch, Safeway, and 120 thefts from the Stonestown Target store, totaling more than $40,000. Authorities said Graves would often steal jugs of laundry detergent that can easily be sold in San Francisco's illegal night market along Market Street. That was 2021. Going on 3 years later, Aziza Graves has faced more than two dozen hearings. She's still on the streets, and her shoplifting case keeps dragging on.
I don't think I should be on trial for anything right now.
Graves told me she is homeless, sleeps on friends' couches, and that she has a hard time just surviving. Her public defender declined to comment.
Let me talk to this guy.
We went outside the Hall of Justice.
Well, a homeless person, she sure is eating good.
Why is that? You want to say?
You see why?
No, I can't tell. You will give us the.
You really never see like big people like homeless like that. Usually they like all skinny and scrawny and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I started with a basic question.
So, what do you want me to know about your case?
I just want you to know that I had no intention of.
What's up with disease? Let's go.
I don't want to do this. This is stupid.
In an email to me, Graves explained she was using the self-checkout.
She's homeless, sleeps on couch surfing, but she have an email address and be able to answer the question.
Out at a Safeway, and the machine said payment complete after putting in just 1 cent.
She knew that's still stealing. Cut it out, girl.
Yes, it's bullshit.
How 1 cent could equal 100%. She sent me this convoluted tabulation that concludes the actual value of what we call a penny is 0.000001 credits or $100 million.
That's a drug crack talk.
What is she talking about?
She's saying that the penny, if penny counts as a credit, so that's what she paid for.
Graves wrote, when she told the Safeway staff, they said you are stealing and kicked me out. Target was next.
Yeah, that is stealing, ma'am. What the hell?
I went to
Target. You know
Target
what shit costs. Stop being stupid.
Right.
Single day for about a year before I was arrested. Judge Brendan Conroy offered Graves a plea deal, reducing the 138 counts down to a single grand theft felony with a 2-year sentence. With good behavior and time served, Aziza Graves could be out in about 4 months. The transcript shows Judge Conroy did that against the wishes of the public defender, who said Graves is innocent, and the prosecution.
That's just not the way it used to work, and it's not the way it should work.
Richard Kramer was a San Francisco Superior Court judge for almost 20 years, handling serious violent felonies and complex civil litigation. I asked him about Brooke Jenkins' frustration with judges like Brendan Conroy.
And they can sometimes undercut us in court and say, I've got a better offer for you.
Do you understand her frustration?
Of course. I'm frustrated. Why do you think I'm living in Napa now?
He said, I had to get the fuck away from here.
I lived in San Francisco forever.
Judge Kramer tells me the car break-ins, the shoplifting, the stores leaving what used to be prime San Francisco real estate. We are seeing the effect of social policies that emphasize rehabilitation for criminals over public safety.
The court system is not a parenting process. It'd be nice if you could help people, and you should, but only after you do what your main job is, which is enforcing the law and protecting the public.
There are a host of people who disagree with Judge Kramer and say criminal justice reform is essential. Aziza Graves is back in court tomorrow after the plea deal fell through. She's headed for more hearings and a trial unless something changes once again.
Dan? You'll follow it. What a remarkable situation and a story.
Exactly. Just going on and on.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Dan, very much.
Now, on to sports. We go ahead to talk about this one real quick. More than a dozen female athletes sued the NCAA over their transgender participation policy. It's all y'all fault. Now, here's the report.
The class action lawsuit rocking women's college sports. A group of current and former elite athletes say that allowing swimmer Leah Thomas, a transgender woman, to compete in the national championships in 2022 violated their Title IX rights. Zareen Shah is here in LA with the details. Zareen, good morning.
Whit Riley Gaines is leading this lawsuit. She lost a fifth place trophy 2 years ago to a transgender athlete. She says this development was due time and that the NCAA has been served.
Your fault should have killed that from the jump. So when you go to a meet and there's a trans athlete there, y'all should have got together. All this woman sisterhood bullshit that y'all try to feed us. Y'all should got together and say, look, we're not participating. Not because
I agree. That's what I was thinking. If every girl on the team say, you know what, we cool, we not participating.
Right.
They're going to lose money. They're going to lose sponsorships. They don't got enough transgender women to keep that sport alive. So they're going to have to fucking kick her out.
Right. Not because of no discrimination, but because that's a trans woman. Nothing like that. It's that the you can't compete against a man. A woman can't compete against a man. And then when that dude start whooping your ass, now all of a sudden y'all want to sue the NCAA. No, y'all should have killed that from the jump.
Yeah.
But the big question is, what change, if any, will the sports world see?
This morning, former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines and more than a dozen athletes suing the NCAA, saying the organization's 2022 ruling that allows transgender athletes to compete in women's sports is in violation of Title IX.
A lot of people ask us, why did we wait this long to file a lawsuit? Well, we waited this long to allow the NCAA every opportunity.
Y'all wanted to compete and say that y'all can beat her. And when y'all couldn't, now is a problem. Shouldn't have let her play in to begin with.
One of these women was on Joe Rogan this week, and she said that he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's all games. The problem is he was competing as a man. It's one thing if you're a kid and you think you're a girl, then you do the whole thing and you never competed. He was a grown-ass man competing, and he was ranked like 100 or something in the nation. Then he transgendered. A year later, he's ranked number one in the world. That should tell you something right there.
Right. And Joe Rogan asked, was like, this was during the competition? And she said, yeah, he had a girlfriend.
And still got his penis and still living his life probably as a man, except when it comes to swimming. You ain't seen no pictures of him in no dress or nothing like that.
Decision.
The lawsuit detailing an incident at the NCAA National Championship weeks after that ruling, where Gaines tied for fifth place with Leah Thomas, a trans swimmer who had previously competed in the men's category. The complaint alleges that only Thomas would be allowed to hold a fifth place trophy, also stating that the secret of Thomas's
media. Yeah, that was another thing. So I guess that was that lady that was on Joe Rogan. She said that when it came to trophy time, she was supposed to get her trophy, but they had like a little meeting. And they told her that she wasn't going to get the trophy. They'll like send it to her, but they was going to give Leah Thomas the trophy. So she was like, "Well, damn! Well, what the hell's up with that?"
Your ascendance and dominance in NCAA women's swimming was retained male advantage. Athletes Caitlin Wheeler and Ainsley Erzin joining the lawsuit.
We're not asking for anything extra. We're not asking for anything special. We're just asking for the NCAA to really do the bare minimum and protect us, whether that be in our locker rooms, on the track, on the field, on the court.
You do it. Don't wait for the NCAA. I wouldn't even
let my daughter compete in shit like that against a man.
Y'all got this sisterhood thing going on. Y'all should have just bonded together. If they bonded together and wouldn't participate, that the swimmer wouldn't even be there.
Yep.
Title IX is part of a federal civil rights law that prohibits discrimination based on sex at any institution that receives federal funding. While the NCAA will not comment on pending litigation, they tell ABC News in a statement they will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships.
This case can really bring a challenge to what is defined legally as a woman.
Leah Thomas will capture the win in the 200 yard.
Look out.
Choke the shit out of him.
Freestyle.
Leah Thomas is not commenting on the current lawsuit, but in 2022, the University of Pennsylvania swimmer sat down with ABC's Juju Chang.
There would be scrutiny against me if I competed as a woman. I was prepared for that, but I also don't need anybody's permission to be myself and to
goddamn me.
Advocacy.
I'm thinking he's like trolling type of thing. It makes me think, because when the lady said that he had a girlfriend, that also made me think that something ain't right with that. He like, well, look, I suck as a male swimmer. Let me try to beat somebody on and go on a female side.
Yes, because the laws allowed it. So he said, fuck it. It's Joanna Man in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Group Athlete Ally says they appreciate that the NCAA is pausing and reassessing. They say they firmly believe that research shows that transgender athletes do not have an inherent advantage in sports, and they add they should not.
That's a lie. Where you get that from? We just seen it right there.
Mm-hmm. Be accepted, but celebrated. Janae.
All right. Thank you for that, Doreen.
Yeah. Start the sisterhood and bond together. If y'all bonded together, none of this would have happened.
Don't participate in none of those female sports until they fucking change the rules, and then you'll see what happened.
Right. Well, Philip, the Philadelphia Eagles has been wheeling and dealing. I'll name the people that they just re-signed or signed, and you give us your thoughts. We're going to start with the first one that the Eagles got, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett. They gave up the 98th pick this year and two 2025 seven round picks. The Eagles get Pittsburgh's 120 draft pick. So they pretty much got nothing for they got rid of Pickett because they signed Russell Wilson and they got Justin Fields. Was this the day?
Yes. Yesterday, I think.
Okay, so now that means Chicago's the number one pick, right?
I think so.
Okay, so they're getting that the quarterback from USC. Now, before you give us your thoughts about Kenny Pinkett, how's the guy from USC? Is he like a generational talent, as they try to say?
He's a beast, but you never know how these guys is, because Matt Leiter? Leiter was the name from USC back in the day. He was a fucking beast.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he couldn't do shit in the pros. So hey, look, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. Even that other guy that the Eagles had picked up. Where was he from? I think he's from USC too. And he folded in the league. I mean, he's still in the league now, getting a third string paycheck. He's some Matt Barkley. Wasn't he from USC?
Yes.
Yeah, he fucking been getting a paycheck this whole time, but he ain't ever paying out to be nothing.
Okay, so if you were Chicago, would you have traded Justin Fields?
No. They never built anything around Justin Fields. He running for his life. They never built up the line. They grabbed receivers and stuff like that off of free agency. But what good is having receivers if you can't protect the quarterback? He's a young guy that's still learning, and you're making it difficult for him. It's the same kind of shit we did with McNabb, like where we never put the talent around him. And they talked about that. Now Chicago is loading up on all his talent for the rookie guy, but they didn't do that for Justin when he was there.
Okay, so what are your thoughts about Kenny Pickett as the Eagles' backup quarterback?
I think I don't like it because we talked about this. Because as soon as our guy Jalen Hurts have a bad game, everybody going to be talking about put Pickett in. Now, Pickett been in the league for what, 3 years now, 2 years, and ain't did shit. But they'll call for him to be the starter.
Who is they?
The fans.
Yeah, okay.
The light-skinned fans.
Oh, okay. So the Eagles side linebacker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Devin White, a one-year deal at $7.5 million. I think he had like two sacks left. Well, he's not really like that type of
he's a cover, like yeah, a cover, he's a cover linebacker. Yeah, he's good. So, I like him. That was a good pickup.
Okay. All right. And that's it. You want to go anything further on Devin White?
No, I mean, the 1 year is good because he's up there in age, so you want to see if he still got something left in the tank. Mm-hmm. So you're not spending a lot of money on him. So, yeah, that was a good pickup.
Okay, so the Eagles, coming back to the Eagles, is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He played for Detroit Lions last year. It's a three-year deal worth up to $33 million. What are your thoughts on that?
That was a good pickup, and we shouldn't have let him go. And then they made it seem like it's so weird how he got out of here and he wasn't supposed to leave. I don't understand none of that. But he was tied for in the league in interceptions on our team. And we had like the top five best corner coverage was the pass defense in the league. And then he rolled, and we damn near last in pass coverage. So he was a big part of that, and we should have kept him.
Okay. So Saquon Barkley, running back from the Giants, signed him to a three-year, $37.75 million contract. It could be worth the $46.75, and they gave him $26 million guaranteed. So what do you think of that signing?
That's a lot of money for somebody that's always hurt. Now, if he don't get hurt, he's a beast and it's a come up. But I think he got hurt every year since he's been in the league. So the odds is he's going to get hurt. Now, is it going to be three games or a whole season or half a season? We don't know yet. But he missed like at least three games every year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, no, I would have kept our boy Swift and paid Swift. You would have paid Swift less. He's younger and he got less of an injury history than what's the name? Barkley.
And we need to do a all sports podcast because we called this that they weren't going to sign DeAndre Swift back. We said it at the end of
We see it all the time. When they don't use a weapon, that's when you know they're trying to phase them out. Yeah, they can justify it and say, well, he didn't really have a big year anyway. Like, no, you didn't use him like he could have been. All year he was like second and third in rushing and wasn't even getting carries.
Yep. Yeah, y'all need to listen to us because we called it. We said they weren't going to sign him. So the Eagles signed Bryce Huff, defensive end from New York Jets, for a 3 year deal worth $51.1 million. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good pickup. He's a young dude. He's strong and he can get at the quarterback. So yeah, that was a good pickup.
Okay. So the Eagles got Devontae Parker from the New York Patriots for a one-year deal, wide receiver. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm cool with that because it's a one-year deal, and he's a third option. Really, he's going to be like the fourth or fifth option.
But he's like the Quez Watkins on the.
Well, that's Quez's spot. But Barkley gets a lot of catches out of the backfield. So you got your two number one receivers, you got your tight end, and you got Barkley. So he's probably going to be fifth on the team. And he used to be a number one, so that's solid for a third or fourth string receiver.
Okay. And congratulations, your boy Brandon Graham is having one more run with a 1 year deal. I'm glad.
We need veteran leadership in the locker room. It seems like we're losing most of our veterans. He don't cost a lot, so why not?
Right. And Jake Elliott resigned to a kicker for the Eagles. That was a good sign. And I ain't even put that down on the notes because.
Because kickers not really football players?
No. He's good. No.
He's good. Well, what I'm saying is they used to mess with Pat McAfee about that, saying like he wasn't really a football player. And that's like the running joke they always say about kickers and shit. They're not really football players.
Right. Well, like Deion Sanders said, your most important person on the team is a quarterback and a kicker because you need a good kicker. So ain't no use of getting rid of Jake Elliott, a good kicker, and then try to get another guy and you don't know what he's going to do. My only problem with Jake Elliott, he'll bang a 55 yarder, but then miss a 12.
Yeah,
that's my only problem with him. But
I used to be bitching so much because, like at the halftime, you'll see him practicing 50 yards. I'm like, no, motherfucker, practice 30 or 40 yards. You got the 50 down pat.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add on the sports?
Not really. Oh, did you see the boxing match you told me watch?
Yeah, Ngannou and
man, he got knocked the fuck out.
Right.
Laid out like a motherfucker. Now he talking about he ain't take the practice seriously and then he went to sleep during training and all this shit.
What? That's his fault then.
Yeah, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Right.
Fucking head knocked right off.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, ain't got nothing.
Well, all right, y'all. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the_Judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Phil.
All right, y'all. Peace. You can check the status on my level, not my Facebook. Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, whoa.